Good morning. How is everyone? What's your name?
Savannah.
And what's your name?
Tiff.
And what's your name?
Jonathan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm not going to ask everybody what their name is, or this will take too long.
My name's Samuel.
What's your name?
I said my name's Samuel.
Nice. Today's story is about a boy named Marty. And we're going to use a little example of something. Go ahead and hold that up. Vanna White here is going to hold this up for me while we do our story. Do you know what this is?
A ball
or something?
A sharp ball?
Looks like a ball because it's round.
A little, like, thing that you pull out and then it looks like a regular ball, but it has holes in it.
Oh, so it does something. Okay, Vanna, let's see what it does. Oh. So it gets larger or smaller? Can you think of a word for when something gets smaller? What's another word for that?
Inflate
or deflate?
Descend.
Okay, that's another one. How about the word minimize? Okay, I'm going to read you a quick story here about Marty, because it has to do with minimizing, okay? If you are wondering what the long word minimizing means, let me tell you right away. It means making things smaller, to reduce to the smallest possible, as the dictionary says. And that's just what Marty did all the time. Not about the things he did, of course. These things he magnified to the limit. But when it came to what his sister did or what the other boys or girls at school did, he kind of minimized them as much as he could. He seemed to hate giving credit to anybody except for himself. If another boy made a big hit in baseball, he would say, "Oh, well, it really wasn't much, you know. I've seen plenty of bigger hits than that." Do you guys know anybody like that? But if he made a big hit himself, why, he came home saying, "The ball would have gone clear over the grandstand if there had been a grandstand there." And if a girl in his class got an A grade on a test, he would say, "Oh, it's just luck. She'll probably get a C or a D in everything else. She's not much of a student anyway." But if he got an A, you would think he had won a master's degree or a PhD from college by the fuss he made about it. "Why, Dad," he would say, "that was the hardest exam the teacher ever gave. In fact, they said it was the hardest one they've ever given in the history of the school, and I got an A." It was always the same thing, magnifying what he did, minimizing what everybody else did. One day, his father picked up a drawing that was lying on the living room table, and he asked, "Who drew this? It looks really nice. We must have a budding artist in the family." "Did you do it, Marty?" "Oh, no, that was Sis. It's not too bad, but I guess she traced it." "I did not," cried his sister, coming in right at that moment. "I drew it all by myself, Dad." "I'm sure you did," said the father, "and it's good. It's very good. Congratulations, dear. You must keep it up. One day you'll become a famous artist." "She, a famous artist?" said Marty. "Ha, that would be something. She with her little itsy-bitsy drawing book scribblings." He wasn't being very nice, was he? "Now look here, Marty," his father said. "I'm getting tired of the way you minimize everything that everybody else does." "But I don't do it," said Marty. "Yes, you do," said your father. "Just listen to yourself for a few minutes and see if I'm not right. And then listen to the Jones boy from across the street. He's always trying to say something nice about other people. You never hear him saying anything about himself." "Oh, that's not true," said Marty. "He's no good at baseball or anything." "There you go again," said his father. "Just as I said, I cannot mention anybody's name to you, but you run them down and you find fault with what they do. And as it happens, the Jones boy across the street is a nice kid. He's a very fine lad, and he's a perfect gentleman, and that means much more than being able to knock a ball over the wall. Marty was silent. He was thinking, could Dad be right? Am I always minimizing people? Marty said his father, why not try magnifying for a few days? Magnifying. And see what happens. Magnify what other people do. I think everybody would like that a lot more. Maybe he could begin on me, said his sister with a little smile. I would like that. That would be hard, exclaimed Marty. Yet it wasn't so hard as he had supposed. The next time his sister drew a picture, and he was about to say all sorts of things to cut her down, he changed his mind. You know, sis, there is something good about your pictures. Really, I like them. You've got a gift, and make no mistake, Dad's right. You will be a great artist one day. And she was so taken back that she nearly fell off her chair. It was too much all at once from him. Marty, she cried happily, did you mean that, really? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Without another word, she jumped up and kissed him on the cheek. Now it was Marty's turn to be surprised. He hadn't thought his sister could be so nice to him, but it was so wonderful. And then he decided to do a little more magnifying. He would try it on his dad and his mom and the boys and girls at school, and he did it, and it worked every time. And over time, people said, what a change has come over Marty. He stopped bragging about himself, and he's always got nice things to say about others. He's really a good kid. We like him a lot. So his dad's idea was a good idea for everybody to follow. Let's stop putting other people down, and let's start building them up. Let's start finding the good things in the people around us and telling them that. That's the way we come together and become a family, a church family. We treat each other nicely. So let's stand and let's do a prayer, and then you guys can take up the offering. Everybody stand up. Want to hold hands? Everybody hold hands. Find someone's hand and hold it. Okay, let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this day and Sabbath and for all these children. Thank you for giving us the gift of life. And thank you for helping us sometimes to just close our mouths when we don't have anything nice to say. And thank you for helping us to remember to open our mouths and tell each other something nice when we do have something nice to say. Please bless these kids as they take up the offering today, that it goes towards our children's ministry. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.